What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you retired, would there be something that would bring you out of retirement? Because when people think about retirement, that means you're already gone, right? When you start saying, hey, you know what, I'm thinking about retirement, more likely it means that you're not fully committed to whatever it is. And so then you retire, but coming out of retirement, you better be committed.
Right. Money, number one. Okay. Or if you're already financially secure, legacy. You know, do you feel you got a chance to win something special? Maybe, I don't think the Dolphins are going to win a Super Bowl anytime soon. I don't believe in that coach, but probably the hottest seat is his. But Waller's a guy, like when he's got his head on straight, and he did turn his life around. He had some issues off the, you know, with substance abuse off the field. He had a couple of great years with the Raiders. You know, he was really athletic. You know, this guy can make plays. Had him on my fantasy team once. Actually, we interviewed him a couple of years back. But yeah. Georgia Tech alum. So good for him, man. But yeah, money, 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 honey. That's what get me out of retirement.
Yeah, I it's interesting because is he going to go to Miami and win? Like, you have to feel like, all right, to your point about coming back, do we really have a chance to win something big here? Where are the Dolphins in your pecking list or your pecking order, Mike, when you start talking about the AFC? They're not a top five team, are they? I mean, when you start talking about the AFC, you could take four teams from the AFC North and three teams and put them before you would put the Dolphins, and that's not including the other teams that we're not even talking about.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I look at this and I go, man, he's coming back to a situation that could or could not work. And like you said, the coach could be fired. Mike McDaniel, he could be done by halfway through the season. Yeah, we'll see.
It's an organization that has – it's so funny – is Ross, the Dolphins owner, he makes more money off the Formula One weekend than he makes off the entire – it's amazing. The Dolphins season. Isn't that crazy? As far as, like, attendance and hot dogs and T-shirts and everything, he runs a really good event. I've been down there, had season tickets for it. But Mike McDaniel, I've never understood his appeal, and I thought that in-season Hard Knocks kind of showed him to be – I don't know. I maybe that translates to a younger group of dudes, but when I see this guy, I just – man, this guy – is a head coach in the NFL. Bruh, amazing energy. We're just bringing it. The offense, you know, misfired at times. They've had teams that were in position to go make the playoffs, and then they just choked it away. You know, their defense is actually better than their offense, as much as I complain about their defense.
I agree with you on that. Hey, more NFL coming up at the top of the hour here in about 15 minutes. We did not mention this in our daily download, and that is that the reigning NBA MVP has a new deal. Shea's new contract, Mike, and I just want to talk about this for a second. He agrees to a $285 million extension with the Thunder. Now, this is the stuff we've been talking about with Trey, right? Supermax, all this stuff. But he was first-team All-NBA, and therefore he qualifies for a Supermax deal. It runs through 2030-31. The deal doesn't kick in until 27-28.
Uh-huh.
But his new deal and his new annual salary, Mike, is $71 million. It's the richest for a player in NBA history. Now, you're going to go, well, come on, this is ridiculous. Guys, this is where the league is. Now, everybody's not going to get this, But the few guys that do get these Supermax deals, Mike, this is where they're going to be living. And the crazy thing is, I don't think anybody listening to us would debate, you know, when Michael Jordan got $30 million that last year with the Bulls, and everybody's like, what? And it was well-deserved. Right. It was past, you know, the past pay for all the things that he was able to accomplish.
It was like a gold watch contract.
Correct.
Right.
That this is going to be the new norm.
And it's funny because, you know, people, it's wild. The NBA gets this conversation going every time. And I saw our own Abe Gordon tweet out, like, this time of year where you guys you never heard of making millions and millions of dollars.
Lots.
There's role players in the league. And there's guys like this is the new norm when you've got a $76 billion multi-network, multi-platform media contract coming down. The owners have got it, you know, and we've seen them build the brand globally. It's where the NFL, why do you think we're going to Germany with the Falcons? This is how the NBA business model has worked. But they're printing money. And the payroll is cheaper because you got less guys.
Yes.
You got a 53-man roster in the NFL. You got 12 to 15 guys in the NBA. So it's just that in that sense right there, the economic sale, it's going to go continue. Now, Trey, I'm curious what Trey's contract is going to look like, especially depending on what happens this season. Because Trey could be in a position for that Supermax. Imagine if this team, you know, a lot of folks right now feel this team is a top four team in the East.
Yes.
And then, as you said, there's still some more moves to be made.
Yeah, I do. I feel that way on paper. Shea, $71.3 million annual average. Again, we talk about this in the NFL as well. But remember, right. In the NFL, it's signing bonus, and you get a lot of money, that money up front guaranteed. This is all guaranteed. All of it. 76ers Joel Embiid, $64.3 million, Mike. That's his annual average annual value. And then you got Jason Tatum, $62 million. He's not even playing next year, obviously the Achilles. Right. But these are the numbers that you're going to be hearing about. Giannis, 58.5. These are the top five highest paid players by average annual value. And then you got Anthony Davis. Two of these guys, three of these guys are hurt, right? Embiid? Right. I mean, Anthony Davis got injured at the end, and then Jason Tatum. And again, no fault of his own. It's just these weird Achilles injuries. But it's like that's where this thing is going. And I only say that to say people are like, man, this is stupid. And this is the stuff that we hear from listeners and people, Mike, oh, I stopped watching sports. Well, guess what? Salaries in every sport that are making money are going up. And the NFL is printing money, and that's why you're seeing the monster deals you're seeing. And Mike just mentioned the contract with the NBA. This is where it's at.
Yeah, right now, it's for as far as player salaries, as you mentioned, the bigger contract is $314 million total for Jason Tatum. But Giannis, for those who are wondering, Giannis's contract, $57 million this year, $62 next year, $66. That would be a trade and rework the contract, or you just assume that contract if we traded for Giannis?
Oh, no. You're probably taking on what's left and then with the assurance that you're going to extend it.
But, you know, everything changes for, you know, Tony Ressler if we are a championship-caliber team. I mean, as far as the revenue, as far as everything else, then it sort of pays for itself in a sense. You know, not to mention, imagine if you got Giannis here and, hey, man, I could live anywhere in the city. I may get an apartment down there at Atlantic Yards, walk right across the State Farm. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that kind of daisy chain or connect on this one. But it's just reason if you're just tuning in. The Vegas, there's an article that our man Dominic found that Vegas has got the odds right now. It's aside from the Milwaukee Bucks, who are basically a 1-2, we are then the second best odds at 6-1 to try to land Giannis if he was to head out.
So looking at the roster, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The thing about our number right now is we're at, what, $180 million projected salary?
Mm-hmm.
The tax threshold starts, Mike, at $187. The first apron's $195 million. So I don't think we're even going to come close to the first apron, which means, again, everything that we're talking about, and again, this is all kind of convoluted for those who are like, what the hell is this first apron? It's basically getting in the realm where the owner is going to be taxed for spending over the amount of the cap, okay? And we're under it. With the team we currently have, with the guys that they currently have on this roster, we are under it. And again, we said this, the two teams that competed for the NBA championship this year were both under these taxes, right?
Now, Minnesota, obviously, in the conference finals, has to go up at Indianapolis. Indiana, I should say, just lost Miles Turner, by the way, speaking of cap space.
Yeah, and again, even if you add another player, that trade exemption, we still have $11.3 million left. As I said to Mike, so you could go get one player, you could go get two players. Part of that's going to be used for getting Alexander Walker. I think this is a situation where we're in a good place. Financially is what I'm saying. And if you're asking about Giannis, this is where I'm going with this. If they wanted to do it, they could.
Right.
You're not even close to the first or second apron, which is the second apron nobody wants to be in because you're paying an enormous amount of tax.
That's what Golden State lives in.
Correct.
The Clippers live in.
But
right.
you could do it. And so when for everybody's like, well, how would they do it? Mm. This is how. We are under right now those thresholds with the projected salaries of what these guys are going to get. 404-726-0929. All that to say, we feel really good about where the Hawks are. That's the financials of it. But ultimately, Mike, it's going to come down to winning and, you know, putting a product on the floor that people want to see at State Farm. And I have to say this. Hearing people talk about this like, hey, I'm going to go check out a game or two. Oh, I already want to go down and see what this is going to look like. They're going to be an up-tempo team. Style makes fights. We talk about it. And, Mike, they'll be fun to watch. I think Trey is the, you know, he dictates that. But if you're winning, that's, of course, that's going to change the opinion of a lot of people. And that's where we are right now. The Hawks are viewed, so don't you think, around the country as a team that, yeah, Trey's,
but they're just not going anywhere.
They
don't go anywhere. And that's, and by the way, I just look up, the Clippers are actually out of the luxury tax right now, which is interesting with the Harden contract, which is kind of funny how they move that money around. But you look at luxury tax and the teams that are in it, Boston, Cleveland, Phoenix, Knicks, Denver are the teams right now that are in the luxury tax.
And all teams, you got to go back. The reason why they got into it is because they thought they were championship caliber teams.
Right.
Knicks made all those trades. You talk about Denver won it. They paid everybody. They thought they were going to be back in the mix. All those teams, Boston, it makes sense. But that's what we're talking about. If you're not there, then do you go all in? And first, you got to get a team that's competitive enough to potentially show that they can get there. And that's where I think we're building in the right direction.
So now, as we said, guys, for the first time since probably the 2020, and by the way, that was a surprise too, as we said. That was a surprise season. Remember, we had Lou Williams.
Lou!
We had Solo Hill. We had Gallinari. Remember we used to joke around, was it good Gallinari night or bad Gallinari night? Remember, sometimes you go for 16, other nights it'd be like 2. But we had a team which surprised everybody. That was a year, remember, it was kind of the weirdness of coming out of the COVID for some people, and it was just some teams weren't committed. And I don't care, no asterisk, because the Bucks got a championship. No one says anything about that. But that was...
Well, they played a full schedule.
Right. And that was a year that we just got hot at the right time. Things were clicking. Trey, of course, you guys remember the Knicks game, taking over, beating the Knicks in 5, beating the Sixers. It was just an amazing year. But that team, as we said, as it was constructed, Lou was that's an amazing piece off the bench. You know, that's... You're now starting to see the kind of shooters and the kind of bench pieces, the size, the front. That's a better, like, even with Porzingis not healthy, if we can have a little more size, that's still a better option than John Collins was that year in Capella.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, and Collins was, that's what I'm saying, Mike. He was still an unproven piece.
Capella was, the thing with Collins, guys, was what was your mean on for Collins? We loved Collins' attitude. He'd always call people out, call Trey out all the time about leadership and everything else. And then he'd go for 5 points. That was the beef with Collins. And he was just a guy that was so athletic. You're like, man, if he could just get that consistency on the outside shot, that just never happened. Look, John's had a great career. He's gotten paid a fortune, by the way. But now he's going to be out there for somebody as well.
Yeah. You talk about Lou. I mean, Lou was the sixth man of the year, what, 3 times? Four times in the NBA?
A glue guy, too.
But I mean, like, that. What it tells you, and we knew this coming out of high school, he could score. Right? We knew that. And he got to the league, and then, you know, he did it with multiple teams. He was sixth man of the year with the Clippers, sixth man of the year with the Raptors. Like, this is what Lou was. So when you got that, Mike, this is what we're talking about, giving Trey the weapons around him.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can trust guys that, hey, I need a bucket. I'm not worried about it.
Back then, Bogey was consistent and was healthy. That's a year you'd have to worry about Bogey getting hurt all the time.
Yeah.
Bogey and then Herter. Herter, we talked about. We had some really good bench scoring, three-point shooting. That's why with Luke Kennard, guys, this guy's the best. He's a year removed from 2 years in a row being the best three-point shooter.
Yeah, I like the Kennard move. He is, and know your role. Know your role.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.